We will hear your voice tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Meditation is a master key to maturing in the spirit. I want you to write that down. Meditating is a master key to maturing in the spirit. Levels and depth has no ending. And as we learn the importance and the principles of meditation, a lot of things you have prayed about, you're just going to say it. And he's going to obey you. So pay close attention, a lot of study, a lot of prayer. In that subject, we're going to turn to Joshua 1:8, but in that subject is where God's voice overcomes all other voices. When you get deep enough in meditation, it's like diving in the spirit. When you get deep enough in the spirit, his voice becomes more clearer and more louder than any other voice. Any opposition, anything that's trying to block you from going to the next level, you hear too clear for that. And you not only meditation is not only about hearing, it's about seeing. All right? And then I wrote a footnote for you here. There are places in God you will never experience without meditation. There are places in God. Now, another thing I need to share with you is that I've stood in all five offices of the evangelist, the teacher, the pastor, the prophet, and the apostle. All five offices. So there's some insight that the Lord wants to share with you. Apostolic meditation, or maturing in the spirit. Maturing, or can I say it this way, Lord? Beyond just prayer, is spending time with God, and God is drawing you closer to him and deeper in him. Here in Joshua 1:8, you cannot pass this voice. This voice is so powerful. It's talking to a leader who had been around a leader, but that's not good enough. So meditation is one, is personal. This is not a group thing. This is something you got to find out the importance of it and then begin to practice it and begin to experience an intimacy with God that can come no other way. What I say, a what with God? Yes. Intimacy with God. Yeah, God. In meditation, God unfolds himself. Because he know that person is spending enough time to hear what he's saying. Here, this verse in Joshua 1:8, this book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth. And notice the progression. Notice the progression. This book should not depart out of thy mouth. You're always saying this. Say what I say. But then thou shalt meditate day and day and night. Get off with me. Uh-huh. And the words, you and I and the word, and let me take you deeper. Yes, sir. You heard him?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You heard him? He said, let me take you deeper.
Yes, sir.
See, when you're in a maturing class, you're talking about going deeper.
Yes, sir.
Let me see, many people don't believe they can go any deeper because we were trapped in the fivefold ministry gifts. Not operating properly. And by doing it, by being in that trap, we discounted our abilities, because you have the ability to function deeper in the spirit. You heard me?
Yes, sir.
But thou shalt meditate therein when?
Day
and night. That thou mayest observe. See, now observing, maybe there's some things we've been trying to observe, but we're not meditated enough to observe them. Can you see that?
Yes.
I mean, because this voice is progressive. Let's say it this way. We're looking at progressive maturity in the spirit. Or progressively, Joshua 1:8 is progressively maturing in the spirit. You never heard this before, but here's a good one. Outseeing Satan. You be ahead of him. When he's trying to set a trap for you, you already been on that street already. Because you and the Lord walked down there. And the Lord showed you that street and told you what way to turn and when to stop. Oh my, oh my. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Now, you're going to have to put your matured clothes on tonight, because we're going places that rarely walked in by the church. More matured. That thou mayest observe, do according to all that written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosper, and then thou shalt have good success. And what he's saying there, I'm not going to do it. God said, I'm not going to make you successful. Matter of fact, God said, I can make you successful because you're in the way. And as you mature in the spirit, you get out of my way, then all your prayers are going to be answered. And all your confession is going to manifest. Because you're not going to be guessing. You're going to be saying it, calling things that be not as though they were, and they will obey you. Right? Knowing the power of meditation. And he gave me one word. Knowing the power of meditation. You know what word he gave me? Manifestation. Well, y'all didn't catch it. Knowing the power of meditation. The power of meditation is manifestation. You see it? Now here's an answer to those online, those who tune in. I'm going to make a statement here. And freedom going to come in the body of Christ after I make this statement. That's a broad statement there. Freedom going to come in the body of Christ after I make this statement, because it's an apostolic statement that the Holy Ghost made to me. Meditate in your way out of any situation. Things you've been trying to pray out, you're going to have to meditate out. You're going to have to sit with God and have a matured spiritual conversation with God, and you do the most listening. I think you know a little more than you and I, you know. Another aspect, he said to me, how to wait on your meditation to turn into a manifestation. We have not seen enough miracles in the body of Christ, and it's because of a lack of meditation, because you have to be built spiritually to handle a miracle, because miracles will make you fall off if you're not matured enough. God is not holding nothing back. In Joshua 1:8, Jesus make a call in Matthew 11, turn to the 27th verse. He makes a call. And you never would have thought it was a call about meditation. I read it many years. And I took it for many things, but I never saw what he was trying to do in that aspect. So by not seeing it, you'll never get it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Meditation, just turn there and I'll get there. Meditation causes one to be pregnant with God's presence. If you want to stay pregnant with God, spend time with him, just you and him. You, him, and the scriptures. Scripture is him. Hallelujah. So this aspect, he told me to bring you into a different level of maturity. Jesus, here in Matthew 11, you there?
Yes, sir.
Jesus said in the 27th verse, all things are delivered to me of my Father. What did he say? All things what?
Delivered.
All right, get ready for deliverance.
Yes, sir.
That get ready. Listen. Get ready for some insight that you have never seen before. Get ready for some visitations in the spirit that you never had before. We're talking about maturing now. Get ready to go beyond your prayer. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
That which has been hindering you for a long time can be stopped tonight. We didn't come here just to look at each other. The Holy Ghost is serious when people meet in Jesus' name. And so you should listen for your answer tonight. Listen for that word from God that you can meditate on that make things come out all right. Yeah, don't ask it, you make it come out all right. And begin to declare, as you learn different things about meditation, I'm a meditator. I promise you won't miss nothing. The Holy Ghost don't miss nothing. And meditation calls a high involvement of the Holy Ghost. He's the one who brings you deeper and deeper into the things of God. So I read these verses many years. I went straight to the 28th verse here in Matthew. You with me?
Yes, sir.
But the 27th verse is very important. It's the highlight of the 28th, 29th, and 30th verse. The 27th, the 28th, 29th, and 30th verse cannot happen without the 27th verse.
Yes,
all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father, neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the God Son will reveal him.
Yes,
reveal. Catch that word, reveal. Meditation, a meditator goes into different depths of revelation. Meditators will shake preachers up. Because they'll sit there And that preacher don't go deep enough. That preacher is really not a real preacher. They can see clean through him. He entertaining it. He making me feel good. I got a problem. I don't want to feel good tonight. I want to handle this problem. I want to be matured enough to use this sword of the Spirit as God wants me to use it. I don't want to just be entertained. I don't want no point. I don't want nothing that rhyme. I want something that look in the depth of God.
Yes, sir.
I want to hear God's voice for myself.
Yes, sir.
That preacher ain't going home with me. God going home with me.
Yes, sir.
So watch now, verse 27 is talking about a word that is first cousin to meditation. Revelation. Revelation between you and God. And I'm telling you, some outstanding thing going to be spoken to you. Some of them you can't share. The reason you can't share them at that point, the person you share them with gonna think you out of your mind. Because you see, you're walking deeper. You're talking deeper than the average Christian. You're talking from a maturing aspect of the Spirit where there's a greater intimacy with God and yourself now because he can trust you more.
Yes.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
So as I go tonight, listen, some things are going to be solved.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? All you got to do is pay attention.
Yes, sir.
This is a solving service. When you bring God on the scene stronger, it enabled him to do more things than he was doing in the normal pattern you were going through. So when Jesus, this is an invitation to meditation. Jesus at the 28th verse now. An invitation to meditate. Now, how you see that, Reverend? Look, come unto me. Now, he told you about Revelation, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Come unto me, all you that live in a heavy laden, I will give you rest. All right? Then he says, take my yoke upon you. See, that's meditation. And learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. You find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. In the midst of a mess, you can go in this verse. And let the Father. Because like I said, in meditation, there's a lot of aspect of revelation. Meditation is a powerful manifesting gift that has not been used enough to accomplish God's plan. We pray, you know, we pray and we say, and I'll be talking about decreeing in the near future. Decreeing one, praying in the Spirit is another one. We talk about going deeper, praying in the Spirit, decreeing, understanding grace, understanding meditation. Now, I'm going to share something with you. It's going to help you so much. Both Psalm 91 and 23 are meditation platforms.
Yes, they are.
With every supernatural potential. Good God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
Both Psalm 91 and Psalm 23. A meditation platform with every supernatural potential.
Yes.
You meditate those two psalms day in and day out.
Yes, sir.
You're going to find yourself in another class, another category, another anointing, another wisdom, Another understanding.
Yes, sir.
Another enlightenment.
Yes.
Another inspiration.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every now and then to say something. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Take me deeper, Lord.
Take me deeper.
I'm ready to go. Meditation faith is knocking at your door. You're about to see changes that you've never seen before. Then Psalm 91, verse 14 through 16. I love it. A lot of changes take place. Let me see, let me peep at it. Hallelujah. Online, you here? You're going somewhere. I got letters on my desk. People all over the world are thanking for the how they have matured. You know, I got a bunch of people in this church over 90 years old, too. 80, a piece of cake. 70 is another dance. Thank God. I mean, you better be thankful. I was sitting in my office. This is a mature church.
Yes, sir.
And she's maturing.
Yes,
see, I got a lot of people here I trust. I might not be in your faith, but I'll trust you. Because I know you're real.
Yes, sir.
I know you're real, yeah. I ain't trusting everybody now. If you're immature, you can't trust a immature person. Where I turn it? Psalm 91. Psalm 91, 14. Because he has set his love on me, therefore I will deliver him.
Yes, sir.
I will set him on high.
Yes.
Because he has known my name. He shall call upon me.
Yes, sir.
And I will answer him.
Yes.
I'll be with him in trouble.
Yes.
I will deliver him.
Yes.
And honor him.
Yes.
With long life.
Yes,
would I satisfy him.
Yes.
And show him my good. Come on.
Yes.
I won't get out up in there.
Yes.
That's something to meditate, that boy. So that's Psalm 91 and Psalm 23 are good meditating territory. Just sit down here to go the whole psalm, get you a few verses, and take you a little time and sit there and listen. He's going to talk to you. I think I said this earlier with you. I have it in my notes. Holy Spirit, I yield to the man of meditation anointing. Write that down and put a little something beside it. I yield to the meditation anointing. You got Joshua 1:8, right? Now notice Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4. It tell you something about meditation. You got to pay attention. Proverbs 4:20 is it's talking about meditating. You don't say it, but you got to see it.
Yes.
See, this is exactly what meditation is. My son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear to my saying. That's meditating, isn't it?
Yes.
Let them not depart from thy eyes. You see that? Keep them where? What he said about it? For their what? What? And what? So you can meditate upon hell?
Yes, sir.
Then the 23rd verse tell you take care of all the issues of life. If you have any issues you're dealing with, meditate and he'll clear that up for you. Goes on with, put away a forward mouth, verse 24. We talk too fast, too far, too long. Perverse lips, put forth from thee. Meditation will help you. You know to shut up. Let thine eye look right on. Let thy eyelid look at your own wife. Well, I... Ponder the paths of thy feet. Let all thy ways be established. That's what meditation will do for you.
Yes, sir.
Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. We notice that in Psalm 1. Now go to Psalm 1. It's something about evil and meditation can't stay in the same house. There's a holiness, there's a sanctification that I think the church has not experienced because of a lack of meditation. You can preach to them and you can tell them this wrong, but when they go on their own and get in the presence of God and start meditating, blessed is the man who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law does he meditate day and night. He should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and whatsoever he do, it shall prosper. But you see how sanctified he is?
Yes, sir.
See, the more you meditate, the more sanctified you are. Or the more sanctifying you're going to become. Yeah, because you see really what God has done for you. And you see God's abilities in you. And you look at the rest of that stuff and it don't worth it. This is too powerful. God is too good. God is too merciful. God is too kind. God is too loving for me to be stupid enough to turn my back on God for this little thing. Yeah. I got wrote down, I didn't tell you, so I'm going to go back and tell you. Meditation faith is knocking at your door.
Hallelujah.
You're about to see the changes you've never seen before. Did I say that to you?
Yes, sir.
I want to make sure you got that. Stop knocking on so many doors and ring the doorbell on meditation. You're just knocking on all them different doors, and there is the doorbell. Meditate on my word. This book of the law should not depart from thy mouth. Meditation causes one to be pregnant with God present. Meditation releases the supernatural abilities in you. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Meditation releases the supernatural abilities in you. While you're there, you and him, he's going to show you something. Here we go. The supernatural connection and direction you are qualified to make. Let me read that over, the whole thing over to you. Meditation releases the supernatural abilities in you. The supernatural connection and direction you are qualified to make. So you're going to be making supernatural connection.
Wow.
Now in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, just write it down, verse 3 through 6. We said the weapon of our warfare not carnal, that's what it is? But mighty through God, putting our stronghold, huh? That it? That's the wrong scripture? Yeah. That's it? Why y'all act like I was wrong? Y'all wrong. Y'all don't know. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. I'm going to make a statement about this in a few minutes. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Keep going. Casting down imagination, every high thing, exalting itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And verse 6, and having the readiness to revenge all disobedient when your obedience is fulfilled. And I thought about a verse. If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. You see what happened? Meditation puts you in a position to understand what God wants to happen. Wow. That was 2 Corinthians, and what we read, 10 just now? Mm-hmm. 3 through 6? How far we went? Huh? So meditation is bringing the plans of God into captivity. You capture the plan. In other words, nobody can steal it from you after you get it. When I read to you in Matthew chapter 11, we dealt with that. Penetrating the supernatural realm on purpose. That's what you're doing when you meditate. I want y'all to start tomorrow. Start just before you lay down tonight. Find your voice. I'll give you a psalm. And it might not look like nothing's going to happen. It's an act of growing. You have to mature. And all of a sudden, an enlightenment come out that you can't explain. Yes, sir. You need to have a pad or your type, whatever you type on, because he going to talk to you. Yes. You know why? God is looking for matured Christians. Yes, somebody to handle it for him. When we talked about with Matthew's there, where Jesus said, come unto me, it's penetrating the supernatural realm on purpose. Now, what are you dealing with right now? Because I'm about to make a statement that I want you to be in these tracks when I make this statement. I just want you to think about what you're dealing with. I don't care how long you've been dealing with it online. I don't care how long you've been dealing with it. I don't care how strong the people or the person you're dealing with think they are. I don't care if it's government. I don't care if it's lawyers. I don't care if it's doctors. I don't care if it's senators. I don't care if it's representative. I want you to listen. Prevailing when failure is knocking at your door. If you meditate, you will prevail with failure knocking at your door. I talked to a man there, I was riding, got the young boy saved, and riding my golf car, and the man was out at his— it's going to help you now. Man was out of his mailbox, the mailman just passed. And he had a ring of keys, and he had a mailbox that you lock up. You know, a regular mailbox, you can't go in. You got to have a key. So I told him, I laughed, I said, man, you must have got some money coming in that box. He said, now watch what he said. The dumbest thing can be said. What do you think he said? What? Nothing but bills come through this box. So I got a word for you. Money coming to my mailbox. Write that down and date it. Write that down and date it. Money coming to my mailbox. I ain't thinking about no bills.
Come on.
You say that long enough, you ain't gonna have no bills coming. Yeah, bills coming. Now stop trying to figure out how it's gonna happen, y'all. With them little first of the month checks. Shut up. I'm trying to get you matured. The Spirit of God is going to work on some things for you. He hasn't forgotten if you, what?
Yes,
most of y'all tithers.
Yes,
you ought to be getting it.
Yes,
you sow seed every Sunday, every time you come here, you ought to be getting it.
Yes,
expect it.
Yes,
don't try to figure out how God going to do everything. Don't just say, I'm with you, Lord. Lord is my shepherd, I should not want. Meditation make one fully persuaded of the presence and power of God. The presence and power. Now, I'm always fully assured, no matter what I go through, that he's there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But I've spent time with him. I have invited him.
Yes, sir.
He know I don't want to be by myself.
Yes.
Day and night.
Right.
I don't want to sleep without him.
Amen.
I don't want to eat without him.
Amen.
I had another tongue with a crazy too. Are you eating to die or eating to live? Some of y'all say, I don't know what I'm eating. I just lack it. Might be death. I got quiet, boy. I quite lost the whole thing. Now I just want to give the benediction you now. Tom, but I want you to ask that question.
Yes, sir.
Because I remember when I first heard that, are you living to, eating to live? How did he say that when I first read that? Are you living to eat? Or are you eating to live?
Yes, sir.
Are you living to eat? Or are you eating to live? Mm-hmm. And then buddy come down to me, are you eating to die? Or are you eating to live?
Wow.
I'm enjoying myself. All right, self.
Come on.
It's good.
Come on, sir.
How stupid I've been. I eating all them years, don't even know what you're eating. You're just going by taste. Oh, boy, it was a good class, wasn't it? Oh, hallelujah. But I got the Holy Ghost going to come with me. Yeah. Say, what is that, Brad? Here's what we're going to do. Here's what this class is doing. Taking all of us from walking in the shadow of God and walking in the presence of God. Meditation will keep you in the presence of God. You know what I mean? You just can't get out of his presence. As praying in the Spirit, I'm almost about to close, meditation bring you into the plans, purposes, and power of God constantly. Romans 8:26-28, constantly. Listen, doors, windows, and gates are ready to open on your behalf as a trained meditator. There are some doors that have never opened in your life. They're going to open up. I heard the word highlight insight. You're going to have highlight insight in your meditation. What meditation will do for you? Opening of mysteries in the spirit realm, that you may know how to cooperate in God's supernatural plan. You just sitting there, you and your Bible. Supernatural insight in the spirit realm. Let's go back to Joshua 1:8 and read it, and I'll close. It is so powerful. It's so progressive. It's step by step. It's just glorious. Powerful verse. Let's read it together. Joshua 1:8. Ready? Read. This book of the law. Wait a minute. Let's personalize it now. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth. But I shall meditate therein day and night, that I may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then I shall make my prosperous, and then I shall have good success. Leroy?